The first part of this meditation is best done with your eyes open, and it shows you how to get into the zone or flow state where your two brain hemispheres synchronize. And the second half opens up a permanent connection between your head, heart, and gut minds, so you always make the right decision. Both these simple exercises allow you to connect with and embrace all aspects of duality. So sit upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and with your arms on the armrests or just placed lightly on your lap. I just want you to be aware of the tension in your body. Now's the time to let it go. In your forehead, in your cheeks, in your jaw. Pay attention to the position of your tongue. Let it lie flat at the bottom of your mouth. And let the tension flow out through your neck, down your shoulders, down your arms, into your fingers, and give your fingers a little waggle. And bring your attention to your chest, and down through your stomach, into your pelvic floor. Let the tension flow down through your thighs, through your knees, through your shins, through your ankles, all the way to the feet, all the way to your toes, and give your toes a little waggle. And place your hands on your belly so that your fingers just touch lightly. And then breathe in so your belly really expands and your fingers move apart, really using your diaphragm. And as you breathe out slowly with the breath about four times the length of the in-breath so the fingers touch again. So breath in and a slow breath out. And do that four times. And now gently just place your hands on your lap and we'll move to the next part of the exercise. You can do this with your eyes open or your eyes closed. And you can imagine you're doing it or actually do it. Each works equally as well. Just move your eyes up to the top and to the right. And then down to the bottom and the right. Across the bridge of your nose, up and to the left, and down to the bottom and the left. Then over to the top and the right, and then down to the bottom and the right, and across the bridge of your nose, up and to the left, and down to the bottom and the left. And now do this in a smooth motion. And if you know the infinity sign, imagine your eyes are tracking that infinity sign. You've got a pair of glasses that look like the infinity sign. When you got the hang of that and you're doing it smoothly, just reverse the direction. So go to the bottom of the left, up to the top of the left, across the bridge of your nose, down to the bottom of the right, and up to the top on the right. And again, just repeat that as smoothly as you can. You can do the next part of this exercise with your finger on your nostril, or you can try and do it without. This is called nostril breathing. You're probably not aware of this, but as we go through the day, we breathe through different nostrils. And when we breathe through the left nostril, we take more oxygen and energy into the right brain. And when we breathe through the right nostril, we take more oxygen and energy and attention into the left brain. So let's start just by breathing through the right nostril. And as I said, you can hold the left nostril closed if that helps. Do this 7 times. In and out through the same nostril. In and out. In and out. And if you can, try and make your belly expand at the same time. Now switch nostrils to the left. So again, you can hold your right nostril closed if that helps. And in through the left, and out through the left. And in through the left, and out through the left. And if you can, making your belly expand on each in-breath. And now let's deepen the hemispheric energization. This deepens your connection to duality even further. And what you do is this, you imagine that the breath starts in the belly below the diaphragm and goes up through the diaphragm into your brain on the in-breath. And then on the out-breath it returns from your brain, from your head, down through your diaphragm back into the belly. But very subtly what you do is you alternate the side of the belly that the breath starts in. So on the first in-breath, you imagine it starts in the left side of your belly, going up through your diaphragm, into the right brain. And on the out-breath, it goes back from the right brain, down through your diaphragm, into the left side of your belly. And then on the next cycle of breath, it starts in the right-hand side of your belly, and goes through your diaphragm, up into the left side. And on the out-breath, from the left side of the brain, down through your diaphragm, into the right-hand side of your belly. So just practice that for the next 6 in and out breaths. So on the first, third and fifth breath, you start on the left hand side of the belly, going up to the right hand side of the brain. And on the second, fourth and sixth breath cycle, you start on the right hand side of the belly, going up through your diaphragm into the left brain. So with the left and right brain hemispheres nicely energized, we set up the conditions to get into the whole brain state, where the left brain can work on the detail at the same time the right brain can see the big picture. We become fully attuned to the duality. But the dual nature of our brain isn't limited to just left and right brain hemisphere functions. Our brains and our whole neurology are as much a receiver of thought forms and sense impressions as they are a generator. And for the brain specifically, one of its sources of thought forms and sense impressions are our own internal mind centers, mainly the heart center and the gut center. And our heart and our gut are old, more primitive mind centers. They don't speak in a language. But because our head is very loud, often it overrules and doesn't hear their guidance and their wisdom. So close your eyes slowly. Bring your awareness to the center of your brain and imagine you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. And as any thoughts come in, just ask them who sent them and for what purpose. And notice how when you talk to your thoughts, the thoughts go quiescent, they go quiet. And with a quiet mind, we can tune in and ask for counsel from our heart and our gut minds. So to get an idea of how to use your heart and gut in making decisions, think about any decision you have to make right now. And first, ask your gut mind what it thinks about that decision, and if it's right or wrong for you to go ahead with it. And pretty much instantaneously, you'll get a yes or a no back from your gut. If you get a yes, then go ahead with it. And if you get a no, simply ask what has to change so your gut will give it a green light. Try that now with something you could do with some advice on in your life. And with that same decision, you can ask your heart what it feels about it. Is it cold, lukewarm, hot, or boiling hot? And if it's hot, if it loves the idea, go ahead with it. But if it's lukewarm or cold, again, you can ask what has to change so it could fall in love with that idea. Consult with your heart mind over something that's been troubling you right now. Now, one of the things about our heart and gut mind is they like to be asked and consulted with. So the more you use this technique, the more they will help you and assist you in your life going forward. And what's even better about this technique and principle is that it scales up. You can use it in group environments too, to quickly reach consensus and harmony. So as you go about your day, be ever mindful that your brain is both a receiver and a generator of thought forms and sense impressions in the duality. And as we tune in to the dual nature of thoughts more and more, something rather miraculous happens. The gateway and the door to superconsciousness opens up naturally to us. And when this occurs, two rather magical things happen and unfold. Firstly, the thoughts that we generate create larger and larger waves in the ocean of superconsciousness. And secondly, our sensitivity to receive more thought forms from the superconsciousness increases. As a result of this, our creativity is augmented and enhanced as we become the receiver for ideas and inspiration. So open your eyes slowly and come back into the material world, knowing now that you are a transceiver for duality.